I want to start off with something that we've, a Gemara we've discussed in other times, but I want to expand the discussion of that. And that is the topic of matzah, and particularly matzah shel tevel. I think we did one aspect of it. I want to try to expand on it this evening and then connect it to some other broader issues. So the Mishnah says here on Lamed Hey Omed Aleph and Psachim, again, until, you know, the cavalry, I guess, is, you know, working on some more Makoros, that Elu Devarim, I'll try to, you know, read it slowly and clearly. Again, I think, as we've said in the past, you know, we, before photocopy machines and, notice I didn't say, right, I was good this time, photocopy machines and computer programs, so, you know, people didn't always have the Makoros in front of them. And I see a bunch of people have Psachims and Rambam, so that's good. We'll try to work with that. So the Mishnah says here in Psachim that Elu Dvarim Shalom Yotzei Bahem Yidei Chavasa V'Pesach. The following items can be used to fulfill the obligation of Matzah on Pesach. And then the Mishnah goes on and elaborates Bechitim, Besorim, Bekusmim, Beshipon, Beshiboles, Shual. These are the five grains. Any of these five grains can be the ingredient of matzah. And then the Mishnah says, V'yotzin bidmai ubemaiser rishon shenit l'trumaso ubemaiser sheni v'hekdesh sheniftu. You can also use, you know, this Mishnah is basically addressing two types of issues. One is physically the grains, you know, that would make up matzah. And then the other is what happens if the object in question has a certain legal halachic status, like demai or ma'aser rishon shenit l'trumaso, ma'aser sheni or hekdesh. So the rule is, if any of these are on the redeemable side, demai is only a din d'rabbanan, right? We really think that there was a hafrashas trumaso ma'aseros, and just machmir. Right, because you know, there were people who were neglectful of this mitzvah. So when it comes to demai, we're generally more makel, but we don't really think it's machalas asuros. Ma'aser rishon shenit l'trumaso, ma'aser sheni v'hekdesh sheniftu. Right, it's an old. Oh, very good, thank you. It's a status that was, not a status that is. Va'kohanim. Bechala ubetruma, Kohenim are allowed to eat chala and truma, of course, and therefore for them it's not in the category of machalas asuros, right? Avalo, yeah, okay, great. Avalo betevel, what we have here, avalo betevel, so for the Mishnah, I don't have here, but I'm, yeah, okay. Okay. On the first page that we have, the one that starts with Talmud Bavli, Mem Gimel Amud Beis, Mem Gimel Amud Aleph and Amud Beis. If you look on the in the middle there, you have this Mishnah: Elu Dvarim Shalom Yotzei Bahem Chavasa V'Pesach Bechitim B'Sorim B'Kusmin B'Shipon B'Shibolas Shual B'Yotzei B'Dmai U'Ma'aser Rishon Shenit L'Trumaso Ma'aser Sheni V'Hekdesh Sheniftu V'Akonim B'Chala B'Truma Avalo B'Tevel, but not. Do not yotze with tevel. Below the ma'aser rishon shalonit l'trumaso, and not with ma'aser rishon, which was not subject to real hafrasha, in other words, is tevel, which you're not allowed to eat. Below the ma'aser sheni v'hektish shaloniftu, or ma'aser sheni or hektish, which were not redeemed, and therefore again cannot be eaten. Ma'aser sheni can't be eaten outside of Yerushalayim. Hektish cannot be eaten without a pigeon; it would be a violation of me'ilah. And then chalos atoda rekike nazir asan liatzmon ein yotze bahen asan limkar b'shuk yotze bahen. Okay, that's a question of lishma. We'll leave that for now. So basically, the Mishnah tells us that in order to qualify for the mitzvah of matzah, basically you need two things. You need that the you know, that this be something that is made up of the five grains, right? If it's not one of the five grains, then it doesn't qualify for matzah. And the other condition is that it be something which is edible. If it's macholas asuros of some sort, if it's an object which is a chefza shel iser, then you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. Now, of course, just to make it clear, it's obvious that you're not allowed to eat a chefza shel iser, right? The chiddush of the Mishnah is that if you were to violate and eat a chefza shel iser, you normally would have thought that you have to contend with the fallout of that particular iser. So if you eat tebel, for example, then you violate the iser of tebel. But why should that be ma'akev, the ability, right, to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah? But the Mishnah is telling us that you need the five grains, and you also basically cannot be in violation of other dinim, let's say, of macholos asuros. That's the Mishnah. Okay. So the Gemara in Tzachim, if you turn to the next page for a minute. So the Gemara here says, Tan Rabbanan, Yachal Yotze Adam Yidei Chavasa B'Tevel Shalonitkan. Right? You might think that you could fulfill the obligation of matzah with tevel, right, which had not been properly neutralized. So the Gemara says, this is a linguistic point, kol tevel nami halonitkan. That's what tevel means. Tevel means something which was not, not fixed. In other words, it wasn't redeemed. Ella, what we mean is tevel shalonitkan kol tzarko, that it wasn't fully neutralized. This example, shendatla mimenu truma gedola v'lo trumas meiser, meiser rishon v'lo meiser sheni, v'afilo meiser ani. Right, let's say you left out one of the matanos, not all of the matanos, but it doesn't make a difference. You're still not allowed to eat it. So you might think you could fulfill the obligation. So the answer is that Mishnah is telling you that you cannot. Says the Gemara, Minayin. How do you know this? So the Gemara says, Talmud lomar lo tochal olav chametz, mishi yisur mishumbal tochal olav chametz, yotzazeh she'en yisur mishumbal tochal chametz, ele mishum bal tochal tevel. That the limud is that you can fulfill the obligation with an object, with a chefza, which is potentially subject to the iser of chametz. Anything that is chameshes aminim, right, in theory could also be chametz, all things being equal. So we're being told in the psukim, based on the language of the psukim, lo tochal olav chametz, right? So, mishe sura mishum batochal chametz, yatzazesh eini sura mishum batochal chametz, ele mishum batochal tevel. But in the case of tevel, since you violate tevel, right, so the problem or the issue isn't the competition between matzah and chametz, it's between, or it adds an element of tevel, and as such, you can't fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. You can see it's a little bit of a complicated gemara. It's going to get a little more complicated in a second. So then the gemara says, "V'yisur the chametz lahechan azla." Okay, meaning just because this is tevel, that doesn't mean that it's not subject to chametz. Like, where did the yisur chametz go to? Right? There's additional problems, not one problem that it substitutes for or replaces the other. So the problem of tevel, right, shouldn't preclude, right, the rivalry, if you will, with chametz. And as long as that is on the table, namely that the object that you're using is something which in theory, right, could become chametz, that should still qualify for matzah. That's what the Gemara is asking, right? The Isur de Chametz lehechanazel. Literally, where do the Isur Chametz go to? Ah. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Sheshes, Chomani Rav Shimani. The Amar ain Isur chal al Isur. Rav Shimon is of the opinion that ain Isur chal al Isur. This is a big sugya in Shas. It's a very, in a little bit of, mechudash, or a little counterintuitive if you don't, if you're not immersed, I guess, in the halachic system. You might think that if you violate multiple isurim, right, then you're just doing you're just, you know, getting more deeply ensconced or entrenched in Averos, which from a Maisa Avera point of view is certainly the case. But there's a concept called Ein Isur Chalis. There's a certain like integrity, if you will, you know, but in a very narrow use of that term. There's a certain integrity to the performance of Isurin. And the rule is that if something is already Asur, then some other Isur is not Chal, doesn't attach itself to the first Isur. So what the Gemara is saying is that if Ein Isur Chal Isur, then in this particular case, if you have Tabel, right, so there is no Isur Chametz. That's when the Gemara said Isur Chametz Lehechan Azla, like where did it disappear to? Basically, the Gemara's first answer is, yeah, it really did disappear. It disappeared because of the rule of Ein Isur Chal Isur. If it's Tevel, it's cannot, you can't violate Chametz. And if you can't violate Chametz, then this Gzeres HaKasu, whatever you want to call it, that links Matzah with the possibility of Chametz is something which is not going to apply, and therefore it's not qualified.
But Tevel was the original Isur before the Chometz.
Yeah.
There was Isur Tevel, and then
the Isur. And then that's why the Chometz is not Chal. Since the Chometz is not Chal, therefore it can't be used as Matzah. Then the contrary. Otherwise it would be...
Okay,
right. In other words, you're thinking, Oyvei, what about the Chometz? It's, no, we want the Chometz. We don't really want the Chometz. We want the potential of an Isur Chometz. Without the potential of Isur Chometz, there's no Matzah. Okay. Then the Gemara says that Rav Shimon Omer, as you know, the Tanya Rav Shimon Omer, an example of this, Rav Shimon was of the opinion that Ha'ochal Nevela B'Yom HaKippurim Pater. Right? If something is already Nevela, so that's an Isur, and then that's you eat it on Yom Kippur, right? So is the Isur of eating on Yom Kippur Chal, right, as a layer on top of the Isur Nevela? The answer is Pater. Okay. Then the Gemara concludes, Ravina Amar Afilu Tema Rabbanan. Ravina says, even if you hold like the Rabbanan against Rab Shimon, in other words, if you hold that we don't apply the rule of Ein Isur Chal Al Isur, in which case, just because there's Tevel doesn't mean that there's no Chametz, right? Nonetheless, Mishi Isur Mishum Bal Tocho Chametz Bilvad, Yotzezesh Ein Isur Mishum Bal Tocho Chametz Bilvad, Ella af mishum bal tochol tevel. So the Gemara says a quite remarkable thing, and that is that maybe this is the second answer of the Gemara, that really what's happening here is that Chametz is in the picture, but this requirement, or this fascinating connection between Matzah and Chametz, right, is such that, well, I'll say it this way, it has to be an exclusive competition between chametz and matzah. Right? If you're making matzah, the only thing at risk from an Isur perspective can be chametz. But even if chametz is on the table as a problem or as a potential, right, it doesn't make a difference. If there's also some other Isur on the table, it's almost as if, the Gemara doesn't use this expression, this is just my explanation. It's almost like the Tevel, is a diversion, from the battle between Chametz and Matzah, or the competition between Chametz and Matzah. If it's not either Chametz or Matzah, in addition to that, it's also Tevel, that kind of clouds the issue in such a way that it detracts from that competition, and that competition somehow is a prerequisite for Matzah. Very remarkable. A very remarkable idea. So that's what the Gemara means, that Elaaf Mishum Bal Tochal Tevel, that any Sur Mishum Bal Tochal Tevel Chametz Bilvad, Elaaf Mishum Bal Tochal Tevel. Then the Gemara says, Midi Bilvad Ksiv, Ela Machvarta Kidrav Sheshes. The Gemara says, really? I mean, the Psukim imply that there has to be, some sort of a potential of chametz. But the word bilvad, the idea behind bilvad, namely that it be exclusively either chametz or matzah, but that there be no other, confusing or diverting isur, to distract us, that's not implied by the psukim. And therefore, we should go back to Rav Sheshes' idea, right? Rav Sheshes' idea that this is all about Einis Rechalis. Okay, that's a Shakla Vatari of the Gemara. Remember, this is the main Mishnah about matzah, right? So this is a very important Shakla Vatari of the Gemara. The Mishnah says matzah can only be from the Chameshes Aminim, and it has to be something which is not subject to Macholos Asuros. And basically, the Gemara is giving two explanations why that is so. Either because of Ein Iser Chalal Iser, and therefore, if there's no potential Iser Chametz, then there's no Kiyum HaMitzvah of Matzah. That depends on viewing the Halacha of Ein Iser Chalal Iser. Or the Gemara thought that it could be even more radical, and that is that this connection between Chametz and Matzah, right, requires that that be the exclusive competition, that any other diversion detracts from it. And the question, of course, is why that is. I mean, why should we care? The truth is that the Chiddush, we'll talk a little more about this in a couple of minutes, but the Chiddush that Chametz, right, needs to be, or the potential for Chametz is a prerequisite for Matzah, is a big, big topic. We'll speak a little bit about it in this context. But it's much bigger than we're going to discuss tonight. I'm sure we'll discuss it other years. But the point is that it needs to be understood. But even if we do understand it, the application, even in the first day of the Gemara, is not a davar pashut. It's not a simple matter. Because even if you say that the case of matzah or matzah, right, requires, you know, that, you know, you avoid, you know, comments, you know, if you have that potential and yet you, you know, shepherd, I guess, the process in such a way that, you know, that you know, it could have been but isn't, you know, comments, one could have thought that that refers to chetzo shel chametz, meaning to the, you know, the essence of comments as a status. It doesn't seem that it's so obvious, though, with the psukim which connect, let me say it this way. The psukim that connect matzah and chametz, that say that matzah, you know, cannot qualify without the potential for chametz, is itself a chiddush. On the surface, you know, we're very, you know, conscious of this time of year. You know, how careful we are, you know, to guard against any kind of chametz. You know, if you're not familiar with these Gemaras, so it's already shocking to hear that in order to qualify for matzah, there has to be a potential, you know, for chametz. One would think that matzah is all about precluding chametz and even the possibility of chametz, you know, and in some respects that is true. Okay. However, this is a very, very accepted, and it's applied in numerous ways, this idea that the potential for chametz, right, is a prerequisite for the kiyum of matzah. We'll see a little more about it in a couple of minutes. But even then, what I'm trying to suggest is, even after you get past the first chiddush, you know, we should not underestimate the second chiddush. And that is what the Gemara is saying here, even according to Rav Sheshes, is that not only do you have to have the potential of chetzo shel chametz, but you have to have the actual befoal potential of violating the iser of chametz. If I were to highlight it, I would just say it in a very simple way, you know, in addition to what I already just said. For example, let's say you had chametz shel tevel, right? And let's say you said ein iser chal iser, right? Would you violate bayirah and bayimatzeh with such a chametz? Presumably you would. The din of ein iser chal iser, I mean, I don't want to get into, you know, that whole topic. You know, it certainly is relevant on the level of onshim, you know, and maybe on the level of achilas iser, but I don't think anybody's going to tell you that if you have, you know, chametz tebel and you hold ein iser chal iser that there's no bayirah bayimatzeh. But nonetheless, the Gemara is telling us that this connection between chametz and matzah applies not only on the min level, what kind of, you know, chameshes haminim, the same minim that create chametz, and not only on the level of having the potential to actually, you know, have encountered or turned into actual chametz, which is already a second level, but now even a third level, where you have to have the ability to encounter the iser, to violate and to be nenash, right, for the Isra of Chametz. And then, right, the last day of the Gemara, Ravina, is taking it one giant step even beyond that, and saying, not only, you know, does it have to be from that min, and not only do you have to have the potential of Chetzer Shel Chametz, and not only do you have to have the potential of Isra Chametz, right, but in addition to all that, it has to be Isra Chametz Bilvad. There's this competition and contest going on. It's just a fascinating thing. You know, these are the Gemaras, and we know them. But when you stand back and think about them, they're really, you know, very very suggestive. So there needs to be this, you know, almost unequivocal battle, you know, between Chametz and Matzah that's going on. Okay, that's the Gemara.
It's even more than that, because what you're saying here is the whole concept of any so-called Iser comes to a situation where there isn't any Iser in the first place. It's just a potential to become Iser.
Right. Now, had it been Chametz, you wouldn't violate the Iser Chametz, we're saying, and therefore it doesn't qualify as Matz. It's even one step removed, you're saying, than that. And the Bilvad is even one step, you know, or two steps beyond that. Okay. So 100%. So I think what all this speaks of, as I say, is this competition, which I'll speak of a little more in just a minute, you know, because we'll have to get back to it. Either way, you should be aware that even though the pashtus of the Gemara is that the Gemara turns its back on Ravina, that Rashi, you know, considers the possibility that somebody really holds like Ravina. If you look at the Rashi on the top of the page, the Gemara actually says, this part of the Gemara you don't have, but the Gemara discusses, you know, Demai, and you know, Hekdesh, and Maaser Sheni, the cases, some of the cases of the Mishnah. So, in the context of that, the Gemara explains that, you know, Demai, Halo Chazile, the Gemara says, why is Demai, you know, acceptable for Matzah, right? He's not allowed to eat Demai, right? And then the Gemara says, the Gemara ends up saying that since Aniyim and Achsanya can eat Demai, so it's okay. But Rashi explaining Demai Halo Chazile, Rashi says, V'amrinan l'kaman, Mishi Isura Mishum Bal Tocho Chametz Levado, Ata Yotza Balashum Matza, Yotza Mi Shiyeshlo Isur Acher. Okay, then he says, Inami Havali Mitzvah Babaver. I mean, what's the problem with Demai? Because Demai isn't really an Isur, right? It's only an Isur Gavra. But you're not allowed to eat Demai, but we don't really think that it's Tevel. So what's the problem with it? So Rashi suggests, in the first answer, Ravina. Okay, even that's a chiddush because it's still not an Isur. And the second answer is that maybe it's mitzvah above Aveir. Also a chiddush. We'll get back to both. Either way, the simple conclusion of the Gemara is that the Gemara rejects Ravina, and that the Gemara embraces Rav Sheshes, and that that is the basis for the ruling in the Mishnah. That matzah shel tevel and things like it, right, are not qualified for matzah. Okay? Everybody with me? Hopefully so far. So if you look at the Ramban, which we have here on the page, the Ramban basically, you know, wonders, you know, why we should paskin like this Mishnah. Because, right, the Pashtus Rav Sheshes, the basis of the Mishnah is the din of Ein Isur Chal Al Isur. And the Ramban says, well, we don't paskin that way in circumstances like this. Right, there's something called an Iser Mosif, there's something called an Iser Kolel, there's a third circumstance of Bevas Achas. Even the people who say that Iser is not Chal Al Iser, even they hold that under certain conditions, right, if you have a more expansive in cases, more expansive in the nature of the prohibition, let's say Achila, Tahana, things of that sort, that we do say Iser Chal Al Iser. So if the basis of the Mishnah that matzah shel tevel is excluded for matzah is the principle of Ein Isur Chal Iser. And if l'halacha, based on the global information of Shas, let's say we paskin that in the circumstances like tevel and chametz, that Iser would be chal. So if there's an Iser chametz, right, before all, then what's wrong with matzah? Again, don't mistake me. Don't mistake what I'm saying. You're not allowed to eat matzah shel teva because you're not allowed to eat teva. So this is a hypothetical question. If you ate matzah shel teva by accident, on purpose, the question is, have you fulfilled the mitzvah of bearer of tochel matzahs? So the Ramban says, I don't really think that we should paskin like the Mishnah. Now it's very, we should know, it's very rare, this is going to help the Rambam a little bit, it's very rare to find a Mishnah in which there's no argument, you know, in which the Gemara doesn't quote any Tana who explicitly disagrees, right? And just to, you know, decide not to paskin like that Mishnah. Psychologically, it's very difficult to do that. But the Ramban was a bold man. I think we'll all agree, as we discuss in a minute, that the Rambam was certainly no less bold. But they were both bold, you know, and confident figures. And this is what basically what he was looking into. So he writes the following. Nearly the Yotzim B'Tevel, Ubimaisa Rishon Shalom Nitla Trumasai, Ubimaisa Sheni, the Hekdesh Shalom Niftu. Ramban says, I think we shouldn't paskin like this Mishnah. Wow. Bishun de Masis and Ukmer Rav Sheshes, right? I'm sorry, Ukmer Rav Sheshes, Kerab Shimon, right? Who was about the Veil and Yom Kippur. V'kaimel and Iser Kol Olamosif, Chal Al Iser. The Chametz of Pesach, Kol Alhu, Umosif Namihu, Dasar Bahana, Hilkach Yotzim Bahan. Wow. That's quite a Ramban. So if you were like, you know, if you happened by accident or on purpose to eat matzah shel teva and you were at the Ramban's Seder, right? He would say, you know, you shouldn't have done that, but you're, you got tzasa yidei chavascha b'matzah. Amazing. V'rabbeinu, shekasa b'tchilas ha-mishna yotzim b'dmai, lo hikpan alel, right? Tzarchim isha mitzvah b'baveira, this is a very important Ramban. We don't have so much of the Chiddush Ramban on Pesachim. We only have a few, you know, pieces here and there. The first one in the Masechta is about Bittul. It's very, very important, a very central piece. And this is one of the also very, very important ones. And there's one in Arve Pesachim about Halal. But we don't have the Ramban's running commentary on Masechta Pesachim. But this is a very, very important one. Ramban discusses the question, well, why isn't there a problem mitzvah baba veira when it comes to matzah shel teva? Or other examples of it. So he says, maybe mitzvah baba veira is limited to gezela. We'll explain that in a minute. The cases in the Bavli of mitzvah baba veira are lova gozel, korban gozel, right? Shofar Hagozel doesn't appear in the Bavli, but we'll discuss that in a second. So maybe mitzvah baba veira is limited to a certain kind of aveira. Very important Ramban. V'hochi mash, v'hochi b'gemara. Av masechet Shabbos perek ablozer d'oreg matzasim Yerushalmi raya dafila b'shar aveiros. Yerushalmi in masechet Shabbos seems to think that other aveiros also would generate the status of mitzvah baba veira. Shuv matzasi b'tosfus sh'amru de'en b'shar mitzvahs mishum mitzvah baba veira l'korban v'lulav shemahalin ba. In the Talmud Bavli, we only find mitzvah baba veira in korban and in lulav. Right? So in addition to the fact that the Bavli only speaks of mitzvah baba veira in the context of gzela, right, it also only speaks about it with regard to two mitzvahs, korban and sukkah. I'm sorry, korban and lulav. Da sukkah tzarech ba lecha, right, lemeute gezula, v'lo mematine mishum mitzvah ba baveira. A sukkah gezula is also excluded, but that's for exeris akasav, it's not based on mitzvah ba baveira. So, maybe the idea is, this is what they say in the name of the Balei Tosas, we don't have it in our printed Tosas, but Ramban quotes it, the Beit Peretz, and Tosas Shantz, some of the other Balei Tosas quote it, that if that's the case, so it doesn't apply to matzah. That would explain. The truth is, however, that the Tosas in Sukkah and Daf Lamed Omid Aleph asks, why does the Gemara have this whole explanation of matzah, shel tevel, that you're not yotze? Why don't you just say mitzvah baba veira? So obviously the Tosas in Sukkah, and Tosas doesn't give an answer, they just leave it b'tzarchi. Tosas and Sukkah obviously doesn't think that it's limited to Gozel, obviously doesn't think that it's limited to lulav and to karbon. But these are two suggestions that the Ramban makes. The gamzei nenachon betam. Vehu, right, the shtaber, mina Yerushalmi shazkarti. The Yerushalmi says explicitly that there is a concept of mitzvah abavera in theory for matzah and not just for gazel. Aval mikomakom kasha hakbrisel or Rabbi Yochanan the mitzvah kra mishumishu yisur mishum baltocho chametz v'chein sugi the suka gzula kasha v'yeshli the tarech ein betevel din mitzvah abavera should be under the takein. There's a third suggestion already, right? The first one was that it only applies to gazel. It's limited to certain averos. Second suggestion was it's limited to certain kind of mitzvahs. The third suggestion is, right, even if it applies to other averos, it doesn't apply to tevel. Because tevel isn't really an avera. Tevel's an iser, number one. That's not what the Ramban says, but what the Ramban emphasizes is, it's biyado latake. It's not incorrigible. It's not an intrinsic avera. All you need to do is be mafresh the tevel, and then you can eat it. Right? If you have gezel or some other avera, so there's no way to redeem it. It's intrinsic. It's a stigma that defines the chefts. Right? But tevel doesn't define the beyond l'taken. K'naminim asachet beitza, tevel mukhanu etzel Shabbos. The Gemara Beitza speaks about muktza. They say that tevel's not muktza. It's mukhan l'gabe Shabbos. Shim over v'tikna mitukan. The sukkah mitok shariba kosov kolezach b'yisrael l'achshir sh'ula sholumad milula v'tzach l'mutei gezula sholnachshos kolezach yeshu b'sukkos avla ikar sh'nira li sh'mitzvah b'aver p'sula d'rabanan hi v'akro v'kabala mismachlei right? Hamidaraisa yatsa. The Ramban has now a fourth suggestion, and that is that the whole din of mitzvah b'avera is only a din drabanan, and that the psukim upon which it's based are not authentic makoros teras machta, right? Kutz mehanek deksiva bihumiuti. V'lo k'divrei miktas ha-mefarshim, dvar Torah, chatas ha-gzula inu mechaperes, mishum mitzvah b'aveir. V'achshav neskaimu divrei rabanan v'mechabrim ha-poskim, avalo b'tevel, v'nomar mishum mitzvah b'aveir. Basically, what the Ramban ends up saying is that this Gemara is based on a certain perspective in halacha, but iser kalal iser, we don't paskin this way, and therefore the Mishnah is shelo alibi dehilkasa. Again, even though there's no Tana anywhere else that explicitly says that you can be yotze b'teva, right? And that's Ramban's psak. As for mitzvah b'avera, so the Ramban here is throwing around a lot of different suggestions. Only gzela, only lulav and korban. It's all drabanan. Specifically not tevel, and so. Okay. All of this is very fascinating because, although for some reason I don't know why I don't have it here, in light of this, when we look at the Shitas HaRambam, the Rambam in Hilchos, I don't have it here, but I do have it here, so thank you. Yeah.
So if you didn't say the Rambam is saying, would you have to say that in this case we're Paskin the Sirchal Azir?
Well, you can't say in this case, particularly if the rule is that Iser is Chal, Iser be Iser Kolol and Iser Mosif, and this is an Iser Kolol and Iser Mosif, then you can't say that Iser Chal and Iser. Right? Yeah, so that's our job, right? So 100%. So the Rambam in Perek Vav, Hilchos Chametz HaMatzah, which I should have had here, I don't know why it's not on this page, but okay. One second. Perek Vav Halacha Zayin says as follows. Oh, I think I have it on the sheet. Okay. The Ram says as follows. Ein adam yotzei chavasa b'achilas matzah shi'asura lo. You don't fulfill the obligation of matzah which is prohibited. Kegon sh'achla tevel o ma'itzer mishin shol nito trumaso o sh'gazla. Okay? Of course, what's interesting already here, two things are interesting. The Rambam paskins the Mishnah. Now again, typically, when the Rambam paskins the Mishnah, that's not very newsworthy. Right? Everybody paskins the Mishnah. The thing about Rambams usually is that, you know, they sometimes veer off, and the Rambam is very independent-minded, right? And he paskins, you know, differently than we would anticipate. Here, the Rambam is in line with, you know, the most authoritative text of Torah Sheba'al Peh, the Mishnah. There's no Cholkin, right? So that part is fine, one would have thought. Except that, as all the notes that came in point out, if you look at the Rambam and throughout his, you know, the Rambam's, the advantage of the Rambam, or analyzing the Rambam, is that, you know, it's a big work, and usually we can test out what he holds on other matters, right? So look up what's the story with Yom Kippur and Nevela, or, you know, or one of these other situations. And as the notes of Kalim all point out, I'm not going to read them, right? The Rambam should have come to the conclusion that the Ramban did all those years later. Because the Rambam paskins that Yisr is Chalal Yisr, B'Yisr Kol and Yisr Mosif, and therefore he should have rejected the reasoning of the Gemara. If he had rejected the reasoning of the Gemara, then he should have said the Matzah Shel Tevel B'diavad Yotze Yidei Chavasa. But he doesn't say it, and that's why it's a big problem. So all the notes of Kalim asks this question, the Ramach, the Magid Mishnah, the Rabbeinu Manoach, the Lecha Mishnah, everybody, and many, many, you know, for many centuries, people have been, you know, discussing why the Rambam paskined like this Mishnah. Okay. Again, psychologically, as I said before, it's hard to paskin against the Mishnah when no one says otherwise, but it's not like the Rambam wasn't bold enough. Fine. The other thing to mention is that the Rambam added a word in this part of the Psak, and that is Osha Gozla. There's no Gemara Talmud Bavli, certainly, not really even the Yerushalmi either, that speaks about the status of Matzah Gezula for the purposes of the mitzvah of Matzah. Right? That's an addition of the Rambam. So he has the cases of the Mishnah, and he also added Gezela. Very interesting. Then he concludes Zeaklal, Kol Shem Varchan al Birchas Amazon, Yotzei Yidei Chavaso, Kol Shem Varchan Birchas Amazon, Ein Yotzei Yidei Chavaso. And that's completely Mechudash. That doesn't appear, again, as far as we know, not in the Babli, certainly not, and not in the Rishami. The explanation that the Rambam gives, which is, or the, we'll call it, the reformulation of the rule as the Rambam has it, say it that way first, namely, that the litmus test, if you want to know what you can use for matzah, you have to look in Hilchos Brachos Hamazon. In Hilchos Brachos. Whatever works, whatever you're allowed to bench on, you're allowed to use for matzah. I mean, of course, if it's Chameshus Aminim, right? Otherwise, it doesn't work. That's obviously something going on in this
round. That was a Chameshus Aminim. There's a Chameshus Aminim in the Mishnah.
What about it?
The chitim.
Yeah, what about it?
Because that's what you make Birchas Hamazon on.
Yeah, but that's not what he's talking about here.
Why not?
Because this is not where the Rambam codifies that halacha. This is the Rambam's explanation why Gezela and Macholos Asuros cannot be used for matzah. Earlier, he explains that here. Perek Vav Halacha Dalet Ein Adam Yotzei Yidei Chovas Achilas Matzah Elim Ken Achlam Me'achad Mechameshes Aminim Shenemar LaTochalav Chametz Shivas Yom Tochalav Matzos Verma Boim Yidechim Utzimachon Matzah Yotzei Bahem Yidei Chovaso Shara Dvarim Kigon Oruz V'dochen Mekitnios Ein Yotzei Yidei Matzah She'ein Bahen Chametz. So this is two halachos earlier. The Rambam quotes the Mishnah that you require, that it has to be Chameshes Aminim, specifically. And then he gives the explanation of the Gemara, which is that it has to be something which has the potential to turn into Chametz. Then he has a different halacha, Osisa Min HaKlitin, Min HaOrez, Tam Da, talks about, you know, Tam, and Tam Ki'ikar, and Tam O Mamasho, that's halacha Hey, right? And then you have halacha above, you know, Matzah Shenefes Betanar O Be'ilfas. And then you finally have Halacha Zion, and that's where he says this klal about Birchas Hamazon. Again, the Gemara doesn't say that the reason, by the way, that you need Chameshes Aminim is because they're nitan to Birchas Hamazon. The Gemara says that the reason is because they have the potential to turn into chametz, right? In fact, the Minchas Chinuch, you should be aware, makes the comment. He says, I don't get it. I mean, the Rambam, the Gemara thinks that the reason that you require chameshes aminim for matzah is because of the potential of chametz. Why didn't they just say that you need bread? Right? Lechem only is a kind of lechem. And lechem is only mechameshes aminim. Right? The din of chameshes aminim is a din in Berchas HaMazon. It's a din in the Chi of Chala. Right? It's also din of chametz. But it's interesting that the Gemara, instead of saying, oh, I would have thought, somebody woke me up in the middle of the night and I didn't know any of this, and he said, how come you need dafka chameshes aminim for matz? I would have said, because it's lechem only. Right, and it needs to be, you have to make a motzi on it, you have to, similar kind of to what you're saying, you have to build a bench on it, you have to, even that's only a shir, meaning you need lechem. The Minchas Chinuch goes on to discuss, what's the din of pasa baba kisnin for matzah? Like, do you really need lechem? Or do you just need chamesh saminim? Right? Interesting question. But either way, your question is a good ha'ara, it's just not correct. Meaning, it would have been correct if he had, stuck this last line, this rule in Halacha Dalet. Then it would have been against the Gemara. Maybe it would have been, the way that the Rambam, the Rambam's way of saying, Minchas Chinuch has a good point, and, we have to revise how we understand, or there has to be an alternative to that Gemara. So it's a very, I'm glad you mentioned it. But Lemaisa, when you look at the Rambam, it's not what he's saying. Right? Halacha Dalet is as the Gemara has it. And Halacha Vav, number one, includes a din, the main din of Halacha Vav, according to the Ramban's analysis, the Rambam shouldn't have paskin, A. B, he threw in Gazel. And C, he has a klal, which is mysterious. So what's going on in the Rambam? So I think if there are three halakhim that one could say in the Rambam, one might say, three perspectives. I'm partial to the third. But I think there's room for the other two in the Rambam's general view as well. The first one is that what the Ramban, the Ramban was troubled by two things, as we know. One is, how can the Gemara say that the reason Matzah Shel Tevel is disqualified is because of Enis or Kol Iser? It's an Iser Kol Iser Mosif, so we shouldn't paskin that way. Good. That's the problem with the Rambam. The second thing that bothered the Ramban is, what do you need this whole Shak Levitarya? Essentially what Tosus asks in Masechet Sukkah, Daf Lamed. Right? What do you need all of this for? Such a complicated Gemara, and they're all working so hard. You might want to throw in an addition, and maybe it's problematic to be mekayim this halacha lemaisa, because iser is chal iser in these cases. Why not just say a much simpler idea, namely mitzvah b'aveira? Right. That's the other thing that bothered the Ramban. So is that a possibility for the Rambam? So the Ramach, I think we have it here in this. You don't just walk around with any old Rambam, right? The state of the art Rambam, right?
Yeah.
I'm saying you don't have to look up. You're saying, of course, yeah. I hear, of course. Here, so the Ramach Nira ki bekan pasak the end of the miyotzei de chavasa bedavar sheish ba'aveira bishumitzah ba'aveira the matzah gzula ena min haTorah. The Alok Sivbe Matzaschem. The Yeshlet Tmoalav Misugid the Sukkah. Vahi the Pisa he da Avagav Yasina Besukkah Sheish Bavera. Vahi Davan Kari. Right? The Amalo Havam Mitzvah Bavera. Vihu Gufa Pasak Vihokas Shofar. The Yotze Beshofar Agazul. Vilochai Shlomitzvah Bavera. Because Mako Midik Tani Bepsachin Gabamasis and Achal. The Davalo Betevel Pshita. Mashmid Chashina Lemitzvah Bavera. Vilochai Shina My Makshe Pshita. How Kaimel and Karabanan the Isra Chal Iser. Vasa Isra Chal Mitzvah Kaila Iser Tevel. Vieshbo Mishum Baltocha Chametz. Vitzar Chiyu. In a word, the Ramach is suggesting that the other half of the Ramban's discussion is the basis for the Rambam. And if truth be told, the Rambam in Pirsha Mishnayis and the Darim, around Avchav Beis, I believe, really does say, Agav, he's talking about something else, that Tevel, Matzah Shel Tevel, right, you cannot use for the mitzvah of Matzah because of mitzvah of Abaveira. So, that becomes a possibility. The problem with it is that, you know, it's not the first time that the Rambam said something in Pirush Mishnayos that isn't echoed in Yad HaChazaka. Now again, the advantage with it is why he puts in Gezel here, and where did he get Gezel? So that would work very nicely. I think that's one of the things that supports the Ramach's suggestion in Yad HaChazaka. And of course, Pirush Mishnayos reinforces it, because we're not interested for no reason in driving a wedge between what the Rambam wrote in Pirush Mishnayos and what he wrote in Yad HaChazaka. But it does assume that even in Yad HaChazaka, he believes that, you know, all the things that Ramban's, you know, concludes are not true about Mitzvah Baba Vera are in fact true. Right? And that isn't, you know, such a davar pasha. Particularly the idea that Tebel is the kind of an Avera about which you would say Mitzvah Baba Vera. Because typically, it's not just that Biyodo Letaken, which is what the Ramban says, but it's even more than that. It's the idea that Tevel isn't an Avera. Tevel is an Iser. Even if it was an Iser Gomor Shalom Nitan Letikun, right? It's still not a Mitzvah Baba Vera. So again, if you think that Mitzvah Baba Vera means that if it's a coincidence, if the act of the mitzvah is also an act of Avera, then it cannot be a valid act of mitzvah, you could still maintain this idea. Because certainly eating Tevel is an Avera. However, if you're talking about the model of Lulav HaGazel or Korban HaGazel, right? So you don't do the Avera typically, according to most Rishonim. I mean, there's debate in that, how you read the Gemara is there. But according to most Rishonim, you don't do an Avera at the time when you perform the mitzvah. The real idea is that you're using a chetza shel Avera for a mitzvah. You're using an object which has been stigmatized by virtue of the fact that an Avera was accomplished with it, and you're using that kind of an object, l'shem mitzvah. And the idea is that the performance of mitzvahs, and this is really something that Yerushalmi seems to say in Challah and in Shabbos, the performance of mitzvahs is not a technicality. You know, so you can say, oh, you know, he owns it, it's his, we don't care what this object, you know, in a previous life had been. Or the idea is that the performance of a mitzvah is a davar shemikdusha of some sort. And it is stigmatized by certain averos, the averos that leave an imprint on the chepza. So, for example, that's maybe one of the reasons that mitzvah baba vera might be limited to gezela, because a chepza shel gezela, an object that is stolen, right, has the imprint. Right, that's how we identify it, particularly at a certain point. Let's say, before Yeush, even La'achar Yeush, perhaps, you know, it still has the status of Chevetz HaGazel. In fact, it's an interesting thing, the famous debate between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, I don't want to go too, you know, too extensively into Mitzvah Baba Vera, but the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri argue about Lulav HaGazel and Korban HaGazel. This is a discussion that appears in Sukkah Daf Lamed and in Perek Meruba and Bava Kamma, Daf Samach Zayin. The Ri was of the opinion that once you have Yush, what we call Yush in Shini Rishus, in other words, once once the Gazlan completely acquires the Chepet HaGazel, he just has to pay for it. Like, let's say somebody stole your a Gazlan steals a watch. and you the Nigzal gives up hope, right? And then he transferred it also to another person's domain, right? Or better yet, there's a man damar in the Gemara who holds yush kedi kani, that if the Baal gives up hope, then the other fellow can, he can keep the object. He has to pay for it. So Reuven stole Shimon's watch. Shimon gave up hope. So now Reuven, you know, acquired the watch, and he has to pay for it. Right? So the Re says, well, if yush kedi kani, then there's no mitzvah of aveira, because now it's his. If somebody were to steal it from him, they'd have to pay. Right? And Rabbeinu Tam says, even though yush kedi kani, it's still mitzvah of aveira. Wow. Why should that be true? Okay? But let's take it a step further. There's another concept in the halacha, another way you can, a gazlan can acquire a chepetz gazal. That's called shinui kone. Right? And that is if he a change takes place in the object, right? And he stole an object, in other words, and now it transforms into something else. What level of transformation is not our topic right now, but shinui is kone. So the point seems to be that it's pretty clear that even Rabbeinu Tam holds that if a gazlan acquires an object through shinui kone, there's no din of mitzvah of aveira. What's the difference? And in both cases, the object belongs to the gazlan. Let's say there are two methods of a gazlan acquiring an object, that he, and again, he has to pay for it. Right? But he gets to keep the bed. He gets to keep the watch. One is if the other guy, according to the mandamar yushkidi kani, and the guy gets a pope. And the second way is shinui kone. So why is it that Rabbeinu Tam thinks if it's yush kedi kani, that it's mitzvah baba, you can't use it for a lulav, you can't use it for a karban. But if it's a shinui kone, you could. The answer is very simple. Because the idea of mitzvah baba veir, which is a very powerful idea, of course, but even more so according to Rabbeinu Tam than the Re, but maybe partly this is true for the Re as well, is the idea of the stigma that is attached al pidin, legally, to the object. This status of being guzzle is imprinted on the object. He can keep it, but it's the same object that he stole. When he stole it, he had the obligation to return it. It had the status of a stolen object and the stigma that is attached to it. He now gets to keep it if you hold yush kedi kani, but nothing has changed physically in the identification, the association of that object. And Rabbeinu Tam's view is that even with a kinyan, the shame, gozel, b'cheftza, the shame aveira that adheres in the cheftza is what makes something a mitzvah aveira. But when it comes to shinui kone, why is shinui kone? Because, basically, to use Gemara's phrase, panim chadashos ba'ol akad. It's not the same object that you stole. You stole object, and now it morphed into something else. So they, it's, people don't look at it anymore. If they looked at it and said, oh, you know, the chevetz gozel, you know, the contraband. You know, then it wouldn't be shinui kone, probably. But they don't. That's the whole point of shinui kone. It's a different chavtza. So it doesn't even depend, it doesn't, according to some Rishonim, it doesn't depend on the Ma'isa Aveira, necessarily. That's a debate. Maybe the Re holds that. It depends on the chavtza shel Aveira. But a tevel, as I say, tevel, there's nothing stigma, there's no stigma attached to tevel as a cheftza. Cheftza is, I mean, tevel is tevua, she'od lo hufresha mimena, right? Chumas ha'maisros. Right? There's nothing to get upset about. I can't eat it. If you do it, if you eat it, it's a ma'is avera. But there's no cheftza shel avera. There's a cheftza shel iser. Right? So, even though the Rambam says that in Pirshei Mishnayos, that might be an additional, a fifth reason, let's say, for the Ramban. Unless you think that's what he means by biyado l'taken, but in other isurim, even if it's not biyado l'taken, it's an aveira to eat, but it's not necessarily a cheftza shel aveira. So, anyways, that's the first mahalach of the Ramban, and you know, it presupposes that even in Yada Chazaka, that the Rambam has a much more expanded view of mitzvah b'aveira, right? Than we know to be the case. Okay. The Rambam mentions mitzvah baba veira explicitly in Yalach HaZaka only in Hilchos Lulav, and in Hilchos Yisurim is Beach, which might be a special din. Okay. The second perspective is based on the Rashi that we spoke of before. Rashi says that when it comes to Demai, when the Gemara thought that maybe Demai would be disqualified from Matzah, then maybe that's based on the rationale that really we accept the reasoning of Ravina. Who's Ravina? Ravina said in the Gemara that even if you hold against Rav Shimon that Iser is Kal al Iser, right? So then to the question, you know, Iser Chametz Lehechan Ozla, where did it go? Where did it run away to? Right? The answer is that it didn't run away anywhere, but we need the struggle, the titanic struggle to be between Chametz and Matzah. Right? If it's Chametz, you know, and Matzah and Tevel, somehow that distraction, that diversion, you know, is something that detracts from the Matzah. Okay, but as we pointed out, that's an extreme escalation of a concept that is already pretty mechudash, pretty innovative to begin with. But maybe that's the view, that's what Rashi says, that's the pshat in Demai. Rashi has two deyos in Demai. One is that it's mitzvah of Abaveira, right? Parallels these issues, second deya. But the first day is that we really pasuk like Ravina. So there are some mefarshim who suggest that the Rambam really pasuks like Ravina. If that would be the case, it would extremely escalate, I say, this connection between Chametz and Matzah. Now, the connection between Chametz and Matzah, Likula Alma, even if you don't escalate it, as I say, is a very important motif in Matzah. And certainly what it's about, again, we find it in both directions. I believe in other years we've spoken about this. We find it really in two different directions. You know, the Gemara on Daf Mem Gimel on the base, you have here as well. Gemara says the following. Rabbi Lazar, Iruva Balav Minale. Okay, you can skip that. Actually, you can skip down from the top of the page. Go to Ella Talmud Rabbi Lazar Mikol. Everybody have that? Talmud Rabbi Lazar Mikol. The Gemara says, "Asam Nami, Haksiv Kol, Ahumi Boyle LeRabos Asanashim." Everybody have that on the Talmud Bavli Psachim Mem Gimel Amud Aleph and Amud Beis on the top of the page. So the Gemara says as follows: Nashim. Oh, the Gemara says like this. The pasuk says, "Kol Machmetzes Lo Soche." Well, that's one pasuk, and it says, "Kol Ocha Machmetzes V'Nichrasa." So Kol Machmetzes Lo Soche. That's one pasuk. And kol ha'ochel machmetzah sounds very similar psukim, but one really refers to the chefts of chametz. I mean, you can't have taroves chametz, can't have kol machmetzah. Any presence of chametz in the mixture is a problem. That's the problem of taroves chametz. That's what the Gemara here on Mem Gimel is talking about. But when the pasuk says ki kol ha'ochel machmetzah, it's referring to people, right? So now the Gemara says, what does that come to be marba? So the Gemara says, "Posi marba nashim." Wow. So the Gemara says, "Nashim midrav yudah marav nafka." Damar yudah marav v'chein tana deber Rabbi Yishmael amar kra isha isha ki yasu mikol chatos ha'adam ishva kasav isha isha v'kol ha'onshim shem b'torah. Right? The Gemara says, you don't need a pasuk to teach you that women are included in the Isra of Chametz, do you? Women are included in all Lavin. The difference between the genders is expressed in the din of Mitzvah Seishas Mangrama. Right? But when it comes to Lavin, Isurim, there's always an equality between men and women in terms of Isurim. So what do you need a special pasuk here? The Gemara says a remarkable thing. The Gemara says, Itzrich, Sol Kedait Chamina. So this is just very remarkable. We don't paskin this way, obviously, but this is a remarkable Gemara. The Gemara says that the regular din, that women are included in Laban, we might have thought that that doesn't apply to Chametz and Pesach. Why? Because of this equation between Chametz and Matzah. Right? There's this titanic choice or struggle, right, going on, Chametz and Matzah. Here the Gemara originally thought that it goes in the other direction. The Gemara originally thought that the only way that you're asur to eat chametz, right, is if you have the potential or the chiyuv to eat matzah.
It's a lot easier if the woman didn't have to clean up.
Say again?
It would make life a lot easier if the woman wouldn't have to clean up before Pesach.
So, but just imagine the whole thing. It's just such. I always find it just such a remarkable thing. Meaning that the women would be sitting eating, you know,
right,
bread all over Pesach, you know, while if you eat that bread, you're chayv kares.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and what about by rabbi? Presumably, you know, didn't by rabbi say? I always find it. You know, I take it one further. This I don't know if this is true, but you know, it always again, you know, in my twisted mind, I guess it almost occurred to me. Like, let's say you freeze frame this line of the Gemara, right? So we know there's a machlokas Rishonim, Chachmei Tzorfad against Chachmei Tzfarad, about mitzvah seishas man grom, right? And that is, you know, women make a bracha when they choose to do mitzvah seishas man grom or not. The Rambam and the Chachmei Tzfarad said no. Okay? But according to the Chachmei Ashkenaz, Tzorfat v'Ashkenaz, or Beinu Tam, Balitosis, and so on, if women do, if they sit in the sukkah, if they hear the shofar, if they, you know, if they, you know, whatever the mitzvah, right, they make a bracha, right? So just meaning there's a kiyum a mitzvah. There's two assumptions that those were shown to man. Mitzvah seishas man grom is a ptur, but there's a kiyum a mitzvah. B, the bracha, right, is contingent upon the kiyum mitzvah, not the chiyuv mitzvah. So just imagine, you know, the women want to eat matzah, right? Because by erev tochu matzahs. So like, you know, she has the matzah in one hand and the chametz in the other hand. Like, what is this? At least according to the Rambam, you could say, well, at least there's no concept of matzah. You know, but there's going to be a kiyum mitzvah and a bracha for the matzah. But you could be chomping away the chametz. I'm not sure if that's true. Maybe there can't be a kiyum in that case because they're mufka lagamri. I'm guessing. As I say, you have to, you know, be thinking about this in those terms. But it's a very remarkable thing. Bali Tosis asks the question. The next line here, you see, it's a Tosis temelari hechasokadai techel midrash shachi adaraba ipcha yesh lidrosh dulechumra makshinon. Typically, if you have a hekesh between two things, you're not going to be makish l'kula, or are you going to be makish l'chumra? You're not going to assume, you're potter from this, you're potter from that. You assume you're chayiv in this, you're probably chayiv in that. Tosis answers, gives the technical answers. Omari, solka daitach to urcha dekro de seifa mefarish the reisha mishum hachi amr de machila matzah toli de ksiva beseifa ode shomer de hachi esh lidrash yoser hetel anashim. Really fascinating things. I mean, they're really stretching their creativity to try to fit this all in. But this is a very remarkable idea. What is the idea based on? We'll see in a second. But then the Gemara turns it around 180 degrees. Right? The Gemara says, well, the basic assumption, which is that there's this equation between chametz and matzah, is correct. Just, it doesn't go in the direction, you know, that matzah drives the chametz. It's the chametz which, you know, is the foundation of the matzah. So, says the Gemara, one second, the hashtod yisrabu, b'bal tocha chametz, yisrabi nami l'achilas matzah, k'rab al-azar, d'om rab al-azar, noshim chayvos makilas matzah d'var Torah, shenem l'tocha lov chametz, kol sheish b'bal tocha chametz, yeshna b'achilas matzah, Hani Noshinami Holy Yeshan Bibotoka Khamitz, Yeshnan Bikumachomatza. So they went 180 degrees the other way. Meaning, since women are fully included in the Isra of Khamitz, right? So this is an exception to the rule that Mitzaseshman Gromanoshim Pturas. Because matzah is inextricably linked with chametz. Okay? Similarly, you have a similar discussion, but it's getting a little late, I want to get to the point, so I'm not going to go into it, but a number of other gemaras as well. The gemara here, on the Flamid Hey, Mamed Vav, the gemara discusses the problem of Mei Peiros Ein Machmitz. It's very complicated, I'm not going to get into the details, but Mei Peiros Ein Machmitz. So the gemara basically had a Hava Mina, that the reason that Mei Peiros are not Machmitzin, they originally thought, was because you can't be Yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with matzah shira. It says lechemoni. So if you have matzah shira, you can't fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. Right? So they say, and that's mei peros. So if mei peros don't work for matzah, then they can't be mechametz as well. How's Gemara's happening? That's here, this line. Let's read it quickly. Look at the on that same page. Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. Amar Rab Bar Chanan. Rabbi Shlakish. Isa Sheni Lo Shem Yain Shem and Advash. Ein Chayav Nalchim Mutzakares. Yosef Rav Papa Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua Kamed Rav Yidi Barabin. Yosef Rav Yidi Barabin Become an Amnei. He was there, but he was tired. Amar Lei Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua. Rav Papa. So they're having this discussion. He's kind of drifting in and out of his consciousness, but like hearing a little of the discussion. So he hears them saying, "My Tamid Rav Shlakish." How come Isa Sheni Lo Shabiyayin Shemin Bidvash is not Chametz, it's no Kares? Amalei, Damakrola, Tokal of Chametz, Varm Shanim Yotze Bem Yudei Chavasa Bematza, Chayom Nalchim Mutzai Kares. Just like we had the Havamina with the women in the other direct, meaning, Vaha, whole Ein Yonim Mitzai Chavasa, Havali Matzah Shira, Ein Chayom Nalchim Mutzai Kares. So think of it, it's just a shocking thing, Meaning there's Chametz, it's chemically Chametz. In every respect, according to this view of the Gemara so far. Meaning there's nothing about Mei Peiros which precludes Chametz. Chemically it's Chametz. Right? But because, on the flip side, you can't be Yotzei, the day of the mitzvah of Matzah, because Matzah Shira, and it's not Lechemoni, so even though chemically it's Chametz, it doesn't matter. Wow. So then the Gemara says, Eser, Avunah Brei Rav Yeshua L'Rav Papa, the Gemara says, really, really? You can never have chametz if you don't have the parallel case of matzah? Let's say you crush or you liquefy, the object in question. So you can't fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with it because there's no tzura of matzah. But if you did that and you ate it and it was chametz, you'd violate the kares. So the Gemara says, you see that it's not, again, that's a real escalation. The Gemara went from thinking that gavras, people, whoever's not in one is not in the other. Then the Gemara said, okay, the method of food, of prepare, the chefza shel matzah b'mei peiros, chametz b'mei peiros. Now the Gemara is talking about the derech or the tzura of the object at the time of the achila or the derech of achila. Even that has to be a parallel, yin and a yang. How would it be if it was chametz? How would it be if it's matzah? That's an amazing thing. So then the Gemara says, Itar b'hu rabbi di barabin, amal lehu dardiki, right, hain the time of the reish lakish, to have the mei peiros are machmitzin. He said, I guess kinderlach or something like that. So he said to him, young children, because he was nodding off, but he said, I heard enough. woke him up. So he said, no, you got it wrong. It's not that it's chemically chametz, and yet it's, not alpidin chametz. It's not chemically chametz because my parents are not machmetz. So wouldn't you know, there's an interesting discussion in the opposite direction between the Rishonim. The Ramban makes the point on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, and I'm not going to read it inside, but the Ramban makes the point that, let's say you had, there's a certain Gemara, the Gemara seems to talks about the question whether you can bake matzah shira on the second day of Pesach. You shouldn't make it on the first day, what about the second day? So there's a debate in the Rishonim, the Rif, the Baal HaMor, the Ramban. Are we talking about with water or without water? Mixing Mei Peiros and Mayim or not? If you put Mayim in Mei Peiros, the view of most Rishonim is that that's Chametz. it can become chametz, even with the mei peros. Mei peros, say machmitzin if it's only mei peros. So when they said they shouldn't make matzah shira, and you know, they're discussing the second day, are they talking about with mayim, because it might become chametz? Or are they talking about without mayim? So the Baal HaMor says, no, we're talking about without mayim. The Gemara says you could make the second, but you can't make the first. So the Baal HaMor says, if it was with water, you wouldn't be allowed to make the second day either. But we're talking about, you know, without mayim. So the Ramban says, against the Riff. So the Ramban says, the Baal HaMor can't be right. The Riff has to be right. Because the Gemara says that the problem, right, would be a problem of matzah shira. If you, this concoction on the first day would be no good because it's matzah shira. But if it were really true that there was no mayim in it, meaning it couldn't become chametz, right, then the problem wouldn't be matzah shira. It would be a bigger problem. You can't fulfill the mitzvah matzah because it doesn't have the flip side of the potential of chametz. That's what the Ramban says. The Ramban says, lest you'll say I'm pushing it too far with this whole chametz and matzah thing. He says, look how far the Gemara pushed it when they were going the other direction. Right? You qualitatively might distinguish between the two. The Rambam happens to disagree with the Ramban on that point. I mean, the Rambam says like this, matzah ashira only applies to certain kind of meperos. Right? I'm not sure if I have that here. Probably not. It only applies to a certain kind of meperos. Which kind of meperos? Yayin, I believe, shemen, dvash, and chalav. Those are the four. If you use any of those fruit mixtures or whatever, then that's matzah shir. However, says the Rambam, that's what the Rambam says in Perek Vav, Hilchos Chametz and Matzah. But in Perek Hey, Hilchos Chametz and Matzah, when it talks about chametz, the Rambam says that the din mei peros ein machmitzin applies in all fruit drinks, as long as there's no water. In other words, let's say you used some other liquid, not those four. According to the Rambam, there's no chametz. But if you were to use it for matzah, you could fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, as long as it's not matzah shira. So the Lechem Mishnah and others, they ask the Ramban's question. They say, well, isn't this an example where there's no struggle between chametz and matzah? They say, you don't have to push it so far. This is a detail. The minim, hey minim, right? You know, the people, you know, whoever's, you know, included in chametz is included, you know, in matzah. But so far that every single prat, you know, has to fall. That far we don't go. In any case, what is this all about? It's all about the idea, again, if matzah drives chametz, then what we're really saying is, again, this requires more, but just for the Rambam purposes enough, what we're saying is, and this answers the question about mitzvah seishes b'grama, you know, in terms of the bracha, and makshina nuchomra v'lalakut, what you're really saying is, there's nothing wrong with chametz. According to the view of the Gemara that matzah drives chametz. In other words, if something can't be used for matzah, then there's no Yisra chametz. If somebody's not included in the mitzvah of matzah, there's no Yisra chametz. What are you really saying? We eat chametz all year round. What's a b'di'evet? It's a heter. How does something become chai v'krisus for 7 days of the year? Right? An anathema. So what the Gemara is really saying is there's nothing wrong, according to that view, there's nothing wrong with chametz. Even on Pesach, there's nothing wrong with chametz per se. If women were not obligated in the mitzvah of matzah, they would have no Yisra chametz. The mitzvah of matzah is so powerful as an opportunity, as a spiritual opportunity, that it's the neglect of that opportunity that makes chametz karis. Nothing objective about it. It's passing up the opportunity of achilas matzah. We'll see what that is in just a second. Well, I mean, a bunch of things. Then the Gemara turned its back on that, at least some of the halachic ramifications. I'm not sure if it totally turned its back on it. And the Gemara flipped it into the other way. Right? And the strongest expression of all is Ravina. Right? Who said that basically, you know, chametz on Pesach is a disaster. And matzah is like a victory over chametz. Right? And there has to be like, you know, an unequivocal, no diversions and no distractions, you know, in the preparation of matzah, there has to be only two possible outcomes. Right? Either chametz or matzah. Why? I think because chametz represents unregulated growth. And cheirus, you know, in broader terms, is exactly about that. It's about freedom. It's about not being shackled. It's not being controlled, you know, and limited. But our view is, Hallelu Avdei Hashem v'lo Avdei Paro. Right? En ben chor nala misha osek b'toru b'mitzvos. So the idea that cheirus for a Jew means chametz, in the context of cheirus and hafkas avdus, avodah mayinu, chametz is really asar bekaris. And matzah is the anti-chametz. And in that sense, the Ravina went even further and said, again, the Gemara of Sheshes went pretty far by saying, you have to have the potential of Yisra chametz and who avoided it, right, for the matzah to be qualified. And Arbina said, even more than that, no other distractions. It's got to be a struggle to the end, between chametz and matzah. You have to confront the possibility of chametz alone, without any other distraction, and make your matzah in such a way as if to, you know, make your statement negating the implications of chametz. So maybe that's what Ravina's really about. But I think that there's a third possibility. I don't have so much time left to discuss. And that is the Rambam's nimuk, what he does say. As we noted, this is the Birchas HaMazon thing. What does Birchas HaMazon have to do with anything? There's no Gemara. Where does it come from? What is it? Again, sometimes when there's no Gemara, it's because the Rambam or the Rishon involved thinks that this is just such a basic idea that he doesn't need a Gemara. Okay, so what is this idea? It seems to be that it's the idea of the role of Shabbat and Hodah on the night of the Seder, which is a whole massive topic, but let me just talk about it for a minute. It's very interesting that Birchas HaMazon itself plays a role in the Seder, as we know. One of the four kosos is the kos of Birchas HaMazon. Now you might say, well, you know, the four kosos are scattered throughout the night. It's a way of organizing. We organize the Seder based on the Simani HaSeder. We organize it on, you know, the two halves in terms of Hallel. We organize it based on, you know, before and after Shulchan Aruch. I mean, there are numerous overlapping. That's part of the amazing thing about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. As I've said in other years, it's a multimedia presentation. And the Rambam certainly hints at that in the language that he uses. But part of being a multimedia presentation isn't just that there are multimedia presenting the same material. It's in the different configurations of how you present the material, right? So there are all sorts of ways of breaking up the evening, and one could have said that, you know, one of those ways is the four kosos, the lishonos of geula, and Birchas HaMazon usually requires a kos. Kiddush requires a kos. You know, shira requires sometimes a kos, and this is why we have these kosos. However, certainly anything but I would say of the four kosos, the one that seems to be the most questionable, you know, in terms of being a dimension of the evening, would seem to be Birchas HaMazon. The Kiddush, according to some Rishonim, the Kiddush is the bracha on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right? All the many Rishonim ask, where's the bracha of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? How come we don't make a bracha? Some say we don't make a bracha. Let's say Lakitzva, Harizim Meshubach. Other people say Asher Galanu is the bracha. But there is a group of Rishonim who say the Kiddush is the bracha. The Kiddush is the bracha of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Amazing. There's a whole discussion whether you know, typically we make Kiddush, you know, Tosefes, right? You know, Magid Avraham and the Taz, they discuss the fact that, you know, the din of B'shashi yesh matzah maror lefanecha, you know, and what Tosa says in the beginning of Arei Psachim, that there, it says, ba'erev tochel matzos, right? So, you shouldn't jump the gun in this particular Yom Tov, but that's true even with regard to Kiddush. Right? Kiddush, you know, is referred to in a way, regular concept of Kiddush, by the Rambam. The Rambam says in the beginning of Pekel Sibra Tzias Mitzrayim, Perek Zayin, with Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, famous Rambam, and he has the same thing in Sefer HaMitzvos, I know we've discussed it in years past. Mitzvah Saseh Shal Torah L'Saper B'Nisan B'Niflos, Shanasal V'Sidim B'Mitzrayim B'Lel Chamisha Asa B'Nisan, Shanemar Zohar S'Yom Azer She'Yitzasa B'Mitzrayim. Kemo Shanemar Zohar S'Yom HaShabbos. He says in Sefer Mitzvos too, and everybody wonders, and there are all sorts of interpretations, and we've suggested things over the years as well. What does Zohar S'Yom HaShabbos L'Kancho have to do with anything? But Kiddush, I like to say the Kiddush, you know, as a principle, an organizing principle, on Shabbos, is very parallel to what Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is in the Seder. The point I'm making very quickly is that while Kiddush looks like, oh, you know, it's the typical Yom Tov, Shabbos Yom Tov expression, the fact that that's one of the Kosos, nothing more is to be made of it. It seems like there's something very specific about the Kos Rishon, Al Yidei Kiddush, and that it even defies some regular Dinei Kiddush. The second Kos is about Magid, that's obvious. The last Kos is about Halal and Nirtza, that's obvious. So where does that leave Birchas HaMazon? You can say, well, it doesn't leave it anywhere, and 3 out of 4 is pretty good. And you need a Kos to bench, and end of story. However, obviously I don't prefer to say that. The Abu Dram suggests that while typically, you know, we don't apply the din of Yatza Motzi, or Shomeh Ka'onah when it comes to Birchas HaMazon. Birchas HaMazon, Tefillah, Kriyat Shema, these are the three that the Yerushalmi says, and it says about Birchas HaMazon in particular, Hu Achal Hu Yivarech. Somehow, on the night of the Seder, things are different. Maybe what's central about Birchas HaMazon on the night of the Seder that gets its own kos, and that it's not just, you know, by default, is the theme of Birchas HaMazon, which, of course, as we know, is the bracha d'oraisa, and it's the ultimate expression of Hodah. The Gemara says in Psachim, you know, that you know, one of the Tanoim turned to his, you know, Eved, right, and he said to him, Doru, right? He said to him, do I have it here somewhere? Maybe not on the pages that you have. Right? Amar the Rav Nachman l'Doru Avde, Avde n'mapik le mare l'cheirus, v'yoiv kaspa u'dahava. If you free a, he turned to his newly freed slave, right, or servant. Now he's Ben Korin. And he said to him, when somebody gets, you know, liberated, and he's also given, you know, gifts, I guess, to get him, you know, started in his new life. Hanaka, yoiv lakaspo dahava, right, my boy lememale, amale, boy la duye ulishvuche. So the Gemara says very beautifully, amale, patrason milomar manishtana, psach viamar avodemayid. Meaning you don't have to say manishtana because you get it. Right? According to the Rama, Manishtan is very important. It's not just the children ask, it's the Balagada ask. The Rav used to point that out. Right? Pasach v'yamar avadim ayinu. You could also say now avadim ayinu, because you're past that. So the idea of Shevach v'hoda, again, the Rav used to point this out in terms of the connection to Mikra Bikurim, the word Haggadah itself comes from the Parsha of Mikra Bikurim, which the Mefarshim explain is a reference to Hodah, right? Thanksgiving. Mikra Bikurim itself, right, is essentially an expression of Akar Satov. If you look at the language, I don't have time to do this now, maybe another year, but if you look at the language of the, number one, the Rambam, more than any other Rishon, catapulted Mikra Bikurim. much more than the Mishnah. It's already, let me say it this way, in the Mishnah, the Gemara, and in the Haggadah, the whole Mikra Bikurim phenomenon is something to behold. You know, we don't pick on the proof texts in Shmos practically at all, just to identify the Arba Banim. But we darshan, you know, the parsha of Mikra Bikurim kulo. But the Rambam took it even beyond that. The Gemara said, and the Mishnah says, Matkilim b'gnus, Mesayimim b'shevach, the Omer Parshas Arami Ovidavi. The way the Rambam formulates it is that an expression of it sounds like two things. You start Matkilim b'gnus, Mesayim b'shevach, that's Avada Mayinu, Matkilo of the Avada Zara Hayu Avoseinu, and when you finish that, it's time to do the drushas of Mikra Bikurim. Okay, why that? So many years later, and when you're in Eretz Yisrael? But the way the Rambam puts it, it's even more than that. The Rambam says that part of an expression of Matchilim Bignus and Simon B'Shevach is Mikra Bikurim. And then the Rambam says, V'chol HaDoresh, you know, Mikra Parsha Zu, HaReza Meshubach. That's the language that we use for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, that the Rambam himself uses at Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph, for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is the Rambam's way of saying there's like a mini Haggadah in the Haggadah. It's called Mikra Bikurim. Right? And that is the drushos, the Torah Shebetzav interface with Torah Shebalpeh. Why do we pick this Parsha? And certainly it has the Tzakar Satova. If you look at the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, here, Mitzvos HaSeh, Kuflin Zayin, and then you compare it to the way that he describes Mikra Bikurim, in my opinion, there are words there, in addition to expressing Akar Satov, there are words that he borrows in each case from the other. I'll just give you, that'll take one more minute. Hamitzah Kuflin Medei Shetzivanu Lesaper Tovosav Lesaper Lesaper Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's a phrase that the Rambam uses very in Hamitzvah Shetzivanu Lesaper Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Bikurim is Sivanu Lesaper Tovosav Asher Hitiv Lanu B'Hitzel Asanu, and then he says Umatchil Be'inyan Yaakov Avinu Umesayim Ba'Avodas Mitzrayim. The Matchil Umesayim is it's almost lifted from the language of the Mishnayos and the Haggadah, right? Va'anosam osam v'nisum osam u'leshabcho alzeh u'levakesh menu lahatmin abracha k'shiyav v'bikurim v'hu amar yisala banisa amar k'lefne Hashem l'kach harami yobinavi u'mashem ba'achar zeh min aparsha kula. The phrase of aparsha kula, which he mentions in Sefer Mitzvos regarding Bikurim, is taken from the Haggadah about Anan V'leil HaSeder, you should say the parsha kula. Right? So, I don't think it's a coincidence, obviously. If you look at the Mefarshiman, V'anisa V'yamarta, Higadati, these are all powerful expressions of Hodah. Not just of Shabbach, but of Hodah. So I think that what the Rambam was trying to say, I'll just give one example and then we'll conclude. The Rush explains that the minhag used to be that they used to make the matzah from an isaron because that was what they used in the Korban Todah. If I have it here somewhere, let's read you the language. One second. Do I have it in the piece that I get that I handed you? No. Oh, okay. Yeah, I have it here. I have it in mind. Here, Nogu ba'Ashkenaz u'b'Tzorfat lasos mi'isaron echad zecher l'lachmei toda. The matzah is an expression of hodah. Lechem she'onim olav har'dvar marbe. She'yotzim b'beis asurim mevi lachmei toda. V'lachmei toda boin megimol minim shel matzah. V'gimol chalos osim mi'isaron echad. And so on. So basically what I'm trying to suggest is that the Rambam understood that the perspective of hodah, particularly Mikra Bikurim, I think, Dafka, because of the distance of time and geography, you're in Eretz Yisrael, you're bringing the Bikurim, that's when it hits you, Mikra Bikurim, that's when the perspective on the past history of Klal Yisrael right, become such a powerful thing. Dafka disentangled from the emotions of the moment on the night of Pesach, when you have revived, you know, the emotions of the moment, because that's the whole point, right? Sanu hotzi misham, right? The idea of chayv adam liros atzmo kilu yatzam in Mitzrayim, or the Rambam's expression, laharos atzmo kilu hu ata yatza mi Mitzrayim. Dafka, that night, the drasha part comes from Mikra Bikurim, right? Which is a text, and it's a limud, and it's from the future of history, when you're in Eretz Yisrael, because that's when you really have the full perspective, right? Detached and distanced from history, but then you can appreciate the experience even more of what Chayrus really is. The difference between physical Chayrus and the Chayrus of everything that Klal Yisrael, you know, went through as a process to get to the point of Mikra Bikurim. And at that point, obviously, the sense of Hakaras HaTov is much more overwhelming. It takes a truly free person to have the confidence to be able to give a proper thank you, and essentially to cultivate the maturity, or to appreciate what freedom really means, so that he has the capacity to thank in a meaningful way. So the Rambam thought that even though the Gemara's explanation for the Mishnah's Psak of Matzah Shol Tevel or Macholas Asuros doesn't stand up, l'halacha, it's still a Mishnah, maybe there's some other basis for it. And then it occurred to him, I'm guessing, that, you know, that Birchas HaMazon is one of the Dalet Kosos, or maybe that part had nothing to do with it, but that in the end of the day, the idea that you could fulfill the mitzvah of matzah on something which you couldn't make a Birchas HaMazon for, namely, which could not, you know, appropriately embody and represent the idea of Shevach and Hodah, and everything that goes with it, is simply inconceivable. And therefore, he paskin like the Mishnah, that Matzah Shel Tevel, Eino Miyotzei De Chavaso, Zeh Klal, Kol She Mevarchin Alav Birchas HaMazon, Yotzei De Matzah, Kol She Ein Mevarchin Alav Birchas HaMazon, Eino Adam Yotzei De Matzah. Wish you all a Chag Kasher V'Sameach, and we'll continue with, I guess, Masachet Shavuos after Yisrael.